السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آج ہم اللہ تعالیٰ کے فضل سے
الرحمن الرحیم. اللہ البائٹی ہیز کمانڈیڈ اس دیٹ ایٹ دی اینڈ آف رمضان وی شوڈ بی ہیپی ٹو ڈے. یو آر اسٹاپ ٹو فرام سرٹن تھنگس فار لمیٹڈ ٹائم. ناؤ یو آر الاؤڈ ٹو ہیو گڈ کلوتھز, ہیو پرفیوم اینڈ بی ہیپی, بٹ یو آر ناٹ الاؤڈ ٹو be unmindful of the worship of Allah. But you are asked to come to mosque and pray together. And this actually is related to the blessings of Allah which you received during Ramadan, and you have to pay the debt of that. It is not simply to have good clothes and to be happy with friends, eating together and enjoying together. But this is to pay thanks to Allah Almighty so that you can have a happy time together. So therefore remember it always that on the day of Eid to have good clothes and have good food and to be happy together is not only that much, but actually it is for the sake of Allah. And during the Ramadan, every lawful thing was also asked to stop for a temporary period of time. And in obedience to Allah Almighty, and then this is the meaning of starting those things again. So our Eid should be a reminder to all of us that the benefits that we have enjoyed of worship during Ramadan, in order to celebrate that happiness. So today Allah Almighty has allowed us that with our family and with family members, we should enjoy this day and be happy together. And these sacrifices and worships, now we have to make them permanent, so that every day should bring this message to us. Allah Almighty, Allah Almighty has asked these things to be done on permanent basis, to take care of the need of the needy people, to feed the hungry people, and walking on the path of righteousness, we have to raise the standards of our worship. This Ramadan, Huzur says, in which we had some training of going hungry, these fasting of the Ramadan, in which we were reminded to take care of other people, in which we were reminded to pay fidya, fitrana, etc., and these fastings in which we were reminded about offering extra nawafil prayer on time, and on time offering the obligatory prayers, in which we were reminded to complete a full reading of the Holy Quran, and after the end of this month, now we have been asked to celebrate the Eid. The meaning, the purpose is that we should understand that when a person goes through these things, then he is fully reminded of the hunger of the other people. And this can only be done when we actually experience that. And the weakness you feel as a result of hunger and thirst in the evening. Zohar says that I am talking of those people, those who keep fast for the intention of fast. And by the grace of Allah, majority of the people are like that. They observe the fast like this. I am not talking of those people who eat at the time of Sihri, and they eat too much at iftar that it's difficult to get up in the morning. They are not mindful of any obligation nor the reading of the Quran. Hazrat Muslim Aud mentioned, and perhaps Thomas Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam used to say, that in the market there were some shopkeepers talking between themselves, and one of them said, if you eat 1 pound weight of certain seed, then I will give you 5 rupees as a prize. And somebody was walking there, he said, it's a small thing. He said that, is it taken whole or just like this? He said, it's not such a big thing, why you are putting such a price on it? And the reply from the shopkeeper was, say, you go away, we are simply talking of people, human beings, and we are not talking of you. So I am talking of those people who are mu'min, those who keep, observe fast for the sake of Allah, not for this thing that, thank God that early in the morning and evening we will get a lot of good food to eat. Those who observe fast for the sake of Allah, then they are mindful of the requirements of other people. And Ramzan brings about revolution in them. And then the Eid is the means for securing the right happiness for these people. So this celebration that we have, this is for this intention, and these Eids should be with this intention, that we should be more inclined and more mindful of worship of Allah Almighty, our Creator. And we should also be paying full care to the duty towards people, our human beings. And our responsibility is that we always have to take care of righteousness and piety. And the fasting in Ramadan is also a means of that. Both these things, they tell us the subject of submission, the fulfilling the requirement of Allah Almighty and obeying His command. Today we are celebrating Eid, and that is also in obedience to Allah Almighty. So therefore this lesson of obedience and submission should become a part of our life, so that we can also get closer to God Almighty. This obedience is going to make a distinction between us and other people, and actually it is doing so. Allah Almighty has mentioned, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَهُ يَخْشَ اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ, that those people who obey Allah Almighty and have the fear of Allah and gets piety, then He is the one who is going to be successful. So therefore our success and our effort to achieve our objective, and that is in acquiring the quality of righteousness. As long as we understand this principle and we move forward, then we will be fulfilling the purpose of our creation. The blessings of Allah and His favors will continue to come upon us. So therefore, so this lesson should never be forgotten by any Ahmadi. Simply declaration that by the mouth that we are having the quality of righteousness is not enough. And all the means which Allah Almighty has given us for this is the responsibility of every Ahmadi to have all those things in him and to follow all these instructions. On this occasion, the instruction which Allah Almighty gave regarding the right towards other people, I would like to mention that, because this is something we have to pay attention to. This one, the one who does not pay attention to this one, in this regard, Huzur says that Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says, this should be a common practice with you, that you always help the poor people and they should be strengthened. It is very unfortunate that there are two brothers and one knows how to swim and the other doesn't know. But it will be the requirement from someone that he should save the other person from drowning. That is why in Allah Almighty it is mentioned there, تَعَوَنُوا الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى, that we should and you should look after the improvement. And as long as the people who are able to give help and support to other people, they do not do so, it cannot be achieved. There are some men who do not have any regard for other people, and there are people who do not take care of other people, and when they find someone in need, they don't spend any part of their income. And it is the instruction of Allah Almighty that one should be kind to other people. It is instructed that when you prepare the food, you add something to increase the soup so that you can give it to other people. They always take care of themselves. They always do so. And neighbor is not only that who is living next door to you, but actually that person who is in need, however far he may be living from you. So therefore, as Huzur says, that as a community, we have to take care of the poor people and the weak people. And this can only be done at that time when all members of the Jamaat, they fully understand and realize this responsibility. And this feeling should be in their hearts, that our Eids will be really called true Eids only at that time when we are feeling the pain of other people in our heart. And now every Ahmadi cannot take care of other people who is living 200 miles away, or the people who are living in other countries. This is the institution of Jamaat, which can tell who is where and in what need he is. And by the grace of Allah, on the occasion of Eid, the two Eids, and by the grace of Allah, the Jamaat take care of these people. But in many places, there may be some weaknesses in this respect. So therefore, the Jamaat always tries to reach these people and to help them. For this purpose, various types of help are given. The Khulafa always launch various appeals time to time, and this institution continues even today. Today we are celebrating Eid here. Many of us do not know that what's the situation in the world. We get worried about our own anxieties. If there is a financial problem, then we get worried about that. But which does not compare with that big problem with which a large number of the population of the world is suffering at this time. This is the blessing of Allah on the community of the promised Messiah, that by the grace of Allah, that no Ahmadi is like that. Huzur says that there are some people, certain families are like that, who are passing this situation, through this situation. And whenever the Jamaat comes to know about this, or I come to know personally about those people, then always we do our best to help such people. This is not a favor to anyone, but this is actually the instruction of Allah, and this is simply following that. I mentioned about the bad condition in the world. A few days back, about 800 million daily, they go without food and they sleep without food. So Ahmadis are really very fortunate that they are not in this condition. As I mentioned, that in Jamaat, by the grace of Allah, the Khulafa, they are launching appeals in order to remove these suffering, and members should take part in these appeals so that the need of the people should be fulfilled. For the urgent need, Khalifatul Masih Rabi Rahimahullah Ta'ala launched an appeal to help the poor people, and they take care of the poor neighbors, and food and other requirements they take to them. But these are the immediate things related to Eid, and this should be done, no doubt. If there is a weakness anywhere, that should be rectified, and members of the Jamaat and the administration should take care of that. But there are so many other needs of the poor people which are spread over other days of the year, and to look after that, the people who are well off, they particularly I invite them to come, that they should take part in this noble cause. And other Ahmadis who are also well off, and according to their means, they can also take part in various items and in various appeals. And this help of other people and taking care of the poor people, those who will pay attention to this one, they will be actually our real Eid. So therefore, we should not be satisfied with this thing, that just a temporary enjoyment and happiness is there, but we should take care and look after the permanent happiness that it brings. This feeling should be inculcated in the hearts of our children, that as the elders give Eidi, you know, the money to their children, so some part of that should also be given for the need of the poor people. And the children should be told that don't only look after yourself, rather look after those people who are in need, those who are in poor. And you do not have enjoy these chocolates and burgers and etc. just yourself. And you should not be just happy by yourself. That considering that this is the day of Eid, we should be happy. But you should include such children as well in this Eid happiness, who are without clothes and without any food. And there are world governments who have got heaps of gold, but they cannot feed these hungry people. And they cannot do so until you follow and submit to their conditions. Unless they are bound in the chains of slavery, they can't do so. But we have to, in our own self and in our society, in our community and children, we have to establish this point that responding to the call of Allah, we have to go for the help of people, not for the sake of anything else. In the whole world, irrespective of this fact that whatever is the religion of other people, we have to have this realization that we have to be kind to the Allah's creation. And in the community, by the grace of Allah, we are taking care of, we have got the organization Humanity First, which is dedicatedly working towards the help of the poor people. In spite of very meager resources, they are doing quite good work with the help of volunteers. Nowadays in Africa, there is a flood, and in such places, the workers of the community, they have gone there to help. A team from Germany has gone, and the medical aids and other things are being provided to these people. So other associations, they have denied from going there. They have refused to go there because it's very risky to go there. But for the help of the poor people, by the grace of Allah, our youngsters, they are going there. May Allah keep all of them in His protection. These people, when they write letters from there, then it clearly transpires that they are really happy, and this is the real happiness which anybody can, any believer can ever enjoy. And this is the concerted effort that every believer should do for that. And this should be our motto, that we should be serving the mankind. And this organization, the Ahmadis also contribute in this one, and others, they also make contributions. We accept that. And in all big countries, the branches are there. And the United Nations has also appreciated the big good work of the Humanity First. And the concerned department has also registered Humanity First. And when the report was read out there, then we were able to do much more than some other big organizations. Because the Ahmadis, they are working with a zeal and spirit for the welfare of mankind. Because it is the instruction of Allah. And this is one of the commands of Allah that we have to comply with. So those Ahmadis who comply with the command of Allah and they help the people, Ahmadis do the service in following this instruction of Allah Almighty, لا يُتَمُونَ تَعَمَا عَلَىٰ هُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا, that they offer the food to the poor and the orphans and the needy people just for this sake, that they should be able to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty. And they should be able to get the closeness to God Almighty. And how can the other people compete with such young people, Ahmadi people? Each and every penny that we get for this purpose, that is spent for this very purpose. Some of the volunteers, in order to go to far off places, they spend their own money, so that maximum money should go to the help of the needy people. Huzur says, when I was in Ghana, I remember that there was a big project of humanity first there in order to eliminate poverty, and they had a lot of the people working for this purpose, and they were employed, and these people, temporary air conditioned houses were built for those people, and large number of cars were there, and so one of those workers became known to me, and when I asked him that we have got very elaborate arrangement, so then you should have been able to help the large, very big area of the needy people. So the detail which he gave me, that that indicated that 80 to 85% the money was being spent on these facilities which they enjoyed. So then Huzur asked, what is the benefit? Because you are getting a lot in your pocket, but these people are not getting it. And he said that we are just waiting for the more budget to come. And again, out of the new budget, again 80 to 85% would go to their own pocket. So that that reminded me of one incident related by Hazrat Muslim Aud. He said that a friend once told me, he was very sad, he told me that somebody asked him, why are you sad? He said, my exam is very close, and I have wasted a lot of my time, I have not studied properly, and today I have put a fine on me, so that I should study very seriously, earnestly. And I am, worried about this time, this fine that I put on me. He said, what's the fine? He said, just 2 annas, a very small amount in those days. And he said, to whom you have paid this? He said that I have put this fine in this way, that I have spent this money and bought some sweet and I have eaten that. So that I am sorry that I am feeling the loss that I have spent these 2 annas, and they are gone. And at least he had this pinch that he has put a fine on him. But these workers in other organizations, they get the benefit and they don't have any pain of that. Except for some people, their individual efforts are such that they are really working very hard and dedicatedly. So we should always remember that Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, he has reminded us towards the responsibility to the people. So therefore it is a great responsibility on us that we should pay very serious attention to this objective. In the conditions of path, he says that for the help of the ordinary people, I should always be busy as much as I can, and all the efforts and all the strength and all the capabilities that I have, I will be doing so. And kindness to mankind is a great act of worship. And in order to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty, this is a very good means to help other people and to look after the orphans and the needy. This is something very essential, and we should be mindful of this. And the help should be without any sense of pride, without any artificiality about it. This thinking should be there, that this is the blessing of Allah Almighty, that we are able to help the people in need, or the sick people, or the poor people. And Allah Almighty has enabled us that at least we can help these people. So this feeling should be strengthened. As I said, that when various appeals are made by the Khulafa, I want to draw the attention to some of these appeals. One is the orphans fund, Yatama fund. The Jamaat is taking care of this project. And the food and the education and the marriages of these people. Thousands of orphans are benefiting from this scheme in Pakistan and also in poor countries. Allah Almighty has mentioned about the welfare of the orphans. Then another category is helping the sick people, and there is a full system established for it, and those who come to the hospital, they are given this help in Qadian and Rabwa. In other countries as well, but in Qadian and Rabwa it is more organized, and the medicines are very expensive. And this is very important that we should help. Some people don't go for treatment because it's too expensive for them. Because of their financial weakness, they can't go for this treatment. For those who are well off, and these people, they should pay attention to this one. And those who are well off, when somebody gets recovery and healed, then as a thanks, they should also help these people. When the ladies go through the process of childbirth, at that time as well, they should be reminded of the help of the needy people. Then the help of the students is there. This is also a very old appeal, which is in Jamaat already in practice. Education, Huzur says, is also very expensive nowadays. In poor countries, the situation is such that an ordinary person, it becomes out of his reach. And when the children, are successful in their exams, as a gratitude, the people should take part in the scheme. And they should give some money. If they spend 10 to 15 pounds a year, that amount which they normally spend when having food outside, and this will be able to cover the cost of their education and books, etc. And this will be the means to have this Eid with its full enjoyment and happiness. And this realization should be there in the hearts of students and children. Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Rabe, his appeal about Maryam Shadi Fund is also there, that if you contribute towards this one, then from various countries the promises were made, and they presented their promises, and they just stopped after that. They made the payments in the beginning, but the community, according to its own resources, it is continuing helping in this field, but we cannot give all the help. So if those who are well off, if on the occasion of their children they pay something towards this fund, then when they will be rewarded for making the payment for the sake of Allah, they will also get the blessings in the houses of their own children. There are many Ahmadis, they are fully mindful of this. They sometimes spend cover the expenses of 10 children, the marriages of 10 children at the occasion of the marriage of their own son. And sometime it is good enough to cover the cost of 5 girls, the marriage expenses of 5 girls. So those who are gifted with this wealth, they should at least help in this cause to the cost of a very expensive pair of clothes. These expensive clothes, they are just, they go waste after using them once or twice. But the prayers of the poor people, that will be there forever. So this very important scheme, this was started by Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Rabe. And in the beginning, Beautiful Hamd is another scheme Huzoor is talking, and the houses were made for the poor people, and sometime in extending the facilities in the homes in Qadian as well, and some houses have been made, and also in other countries some houses have been made and given to these poor people. This is also a very genuine need which Ahmadis should pay attention to. There are many Ahmadis, they take part in it. When they make their own houses, they also take part in this scheme. So if all Ahmadis all over the world they take part and they are mindful of this one. So these are the various schemes which are already there in Jamaat. These are the schemes which can make our Eid really a Eid of happiness on a permanent basis when we feel the pinch of the pain of other people. Only then we can celebrate Eid in such a way. When the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned about the Muslim community, that if one part of the is feeling the pain, then he feels the pain of that. And this will be only at that time when we are able to help other people in order to bring happiness to these people. May Allah enable us to do so. Now I would like to remind you regarding prayers. Please remember your poor brothers, the sick people and needy people and those who are helpless, the welfare of mankind is a very essential thing. Those who are making financial sacrifices, remember them in your prayers. All Waqfin e Zindagi, the dedicators of life, those who have devoted their lives, and the families of the martyrs. Allah may look after these families and give them strength and also steadfastness, and they should not be feeling too much their help, the state of helplessness. Similarly, those who are in prison for the sake of Allah, Asiran, there are many who are there behind bars for many, many years. These are the people who believed in the one who was promised to come, and they were imprisoned for that. Pray that they may be set free. And for the Muslim Ummah in general, please pray. At this time, they are under the threat of Dajjal in a very serious way. May Allah give them the wisdom so that they can accept the truth of the promised Messiah, and they could be such people who are celebrating their happiness in the true sense. I extend Eid Mubarak to all of you and all Ahmadis all over the world, that this Eid should be, and every Eid should bring unlimited happiness, and it should be the means of creating love and affection between the Ahmadis.
ونستعينه ونستغفره
ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر